2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
I think so.
Is it?
Spooky. I got it. Sorry, I had a burp. It's freaking tea. All right.
I have the same one as you.
Please edit that out. All right. Okay. Hey, guys. This is Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast. Thank you to Vodpod Media for housing and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network. If you guys are listening to this on your streaming platforms, then please go to YouTube and listen. Watch, Lord. And if you're watching this, please go to streaming platforms to listen. Be sure to share with your friends and family and to anybody that you think would be interested in this podcast. Thank you. Okay. So, woo. I am here. Take two. Hold on. Okay. Because we've done this one time already. But this is take two. So I am here with the beautiful, please introduce yourself.
Dr. Patsy Torres.
Yes. And
Stephanie Martinez.
Yes. Okay. So Dr. Patsy Torres, what do you do? For people that don't know, which, come on.
Well, I'm a professional recording artist and edutainer.
Yes.
So same thing, because I do education and I also entertain.
Yes. Love that.
I'm also a motivational speaker.
Yes.
Songwriter, producer. I own my own record company and publishing company.
Yeah, keep going. What else?
Yeah. I'm an activist.
Yes.
I'm an advocate for the youth, for our veterans, for seniors, and just I work with a lot of different organizations. If I can help in any way, I try.
Yeah.
Just give back to the community. I love my community, and I'm proud of it. I'm religious also. I have a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. My faith is strong.
Yeah, and Princess of Tejano. Forgot that. Yeah.
Oh, Tejano recording. Yeah. Tejano recording artist, yes.
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 One of the biggest, greatest
and very,
of all
very
time.
Excited to be able to motivate our new generation, which we have a brand new singer here that I'm very excited about.
Aww. Yes. Okay. So yes. So Stephanie, what do you do?
And what do I do? Well, I am born and raised from San Antonio, Texas. I'm also a recording artist, but I'm new to the game. I will say that about 20 years ago, actually, I started my dance company, Twinkle Toes. And so just dedicated to that. I'm also a mother of three beautiful kids. Yeah. And so they're all under the age of 7. So it's a bit of a, it's busy house. But oh my goodness, I always looked up to Dr. Patsy Torres when I was younger. I remember seeing her concert at Fiesta Texas. My grandparents used to want to just go to Fiesta Texas just to go see you and then leave. I'm
like, but the right.
A lot of people did that. They did that. A lot of people did that.
But we loved your show. Thank and you. We would go and support you. And they would go with or without me. You know, So, growing up and hearing your name and our family and things like that just really was very inspirational. And I always wanted to do something in the same genre. But now I'm doing it. I'm 40 years old this year. So it's like proof is in the pudding, you know.
She looks
you're not too
something,
old.
Doesn't she?
You know, literally.
She does.
You're lying.
Oh my gosh, no, I turned 40 this year. So, yeah.
Okay, that's the last time
you're
going to say that.
My amiguita. That's why I always tell you, hi, amiguita. Because you're my amiguita. Hmm. Yep. So, but anyway, so I'm just blessed to be here with you and both of you.
Yeah.
So thanks for having us.
No, thank you for
coming. Thank you for having us, yes.
Again.
And together.
Yes.
The fact
together.
That we can be together.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay. So, doctor, explain your education.
Yes, doctor.
Yeah. Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
She got her PhD. So
she did
proud
it.
Of you.
My
so
doctor, proud. But yeah. Yeah.
Doctor. Mm-hmm. PhD.
Doctor. Yeah. Okay. So, explain your education and what brought you from, or start from the beginning, from music to education to what you're doing now.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a medical doctor, like my grandfather, Dr. William Torres. He was my motivation. He was my inspiration. And I was the firstborn, so I was the spoiled one. especially with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that taught me about faith and Jesus and sent me to Catholic school. It was like, pow, oh. Catholic school. But my grandfather always impressed upon me that the importance of education.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was five and I decided I'm going to be a doctor. It wasn't until high school that when my sister started playing saxophone in the band, mm-hmm. and I would hear her practicing, and then when she got better and was actually in, you know, like the A band, getting out of class all the time for band camp and pep rallies, I was like, I want to get out of class.
Yeah.
What do I got to do? I got to play an instrument. My grandfather was also a musician on the side, so he had an old trumpet in his closet, so I said, okay, I'll play that. I didn't care. It could have been a tuba. I didn't care. And so I just started practicing and caught up with my sister, got into the A band. And
that's awesome.
I was a trumpet player, but never dreamed of being a singer. Mm-hmm. Ever. Never imagined it. It wasn't until we decided, because I made all these friends in the band, and my sister was a great sax player. I mean, she was so good, especially for her age. She could play anything. Said, hey, let's put a little group together for the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And we won the talent show.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then we're all like, hey, let's make a band and make some money.
Yeah.
And so we did. And we would barely make anything. We'd play for little parties. And mm-hmm. we even did some proms. And we got bigger and better and bigger and better. And then graduation came. And some of the guys left, mm-hmm. and my sister got married and left. Mm. So then I was like, oh, I'm the only girl. And then these new guys came in the band I didn't really know. And they were going to kick me out.
Of your own band?
Well, it wasn't like my band.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all put it together. But it's because they said, we don't need brass anymore. We're going to get a keyboard player, and we're going to kick out all the brass players.
Oh.
Because there was like six of us.
Oh.
And so I was like, wow, by this time I had already joined San Antonio College. I was going to college there, paying my own way. I was like, how am I going to pay for college? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And they said, well, maybe if you could sing a little bit, we'll see how it goes, because some of these groups have girl singers, and maybe we'll keep you in a little longer, see how it goes. I was like, okay. I didn't want to sing.
Oh.
I was real shy, real scared. But I was like, okay. So I would just sing one song a night. That was it. Only one song. And the rest of the night, I played my trumpet with the keyboard player.
What song was it?
Ooh, Baby, Baby by Linda Ronstadt.
Oh.
But when I sang it, it was like, ooh, baby, baby.
Because
I was so scared.
Yeah.
But the people would see me, and they were like, ay, qué bonita, ay, chiquitita. Like, oh. I was like, thank you. You know, and I'd go back and play trumpet the rest of the night.
Wow.
That's how I got discovered, at a wedding. Playing that, I sang that one song when the promoter walked in.
What?
And we took the break, and he was like, hey, how would you guys like to be on a record? Remember vinyl records?
Yeah.
And bands, yeah. There's, okay, how many songs does the girl know? And they're like, well, she's not even our singer. This guy here is our singer. I said, well, I want the girl. So it kind of went like that, and I was just like, next thing you know, I'm in a recording studio. They're giving me songs, and we did a little 45, and then I got a record deal. Like, that promoter got me a record deal.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't put the guys on the record. They got studio musicians.
Oh.
So it caused more animosity. Anyway, the band ended up breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, okay, because I'm going to school. I'm going to San Antonio College, mm-hmm. taking science courses for pre-med.
Mm.
I mean, that was my target.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, so what am I going to do now? The band broke up. I was like, okay, well, go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, half the band said, hey, no, I mean, you got a record label, you got promotions, you got gigs. Let's just make your own band. I was like, what?
Yes.
And that was the Patsy Torres band.
So y'all came back together?
Just half the band.
Oh.
And they got other people. And they each one of them like took jobs, so I didn't have to do it.
What?
One guy said, okay, I'll be the band leader. I'll be the treasurer. I was the front person and the leader, in a way that I said what went. But I had another guy that ran the rehearsals and stuff because they wanted me to do it so bad.
Yeah.
And I was just like ready, like, oh, it's okay. You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So at that point, I was still going to SAC. I went ahead and took voice lessons.
Uh-huh.
Because I said, well, if I'm going to do this more, I better know more about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it made all the difference in the world.
Really?
Because I used to lose my voice all the time. Because I was doing copy songs. I was doing rock and roll and everything. Everything on the trumpet was Tejano. Mm-hmm. I knew all the Tejano songs on my horn. I didn't sing it.
Really?
It wasn't until the recordings I started singing in Spanish, you know, and doing Tejano. So
that's amazing. Wow.
And I just kept playing my trumpet. And, you know, next thing you know, I'm Patsy Torres, the singer. I'm like, no, I'm a trumpet player that's going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the dream, it went on, and we were making money and getting sponsorships. Mm-hmm. And then I start going and talking at schools. They started asking me to speak at schools so that I could, you know, tell kids how important education was. Because mm-hmm. I said, oh, well, here's a singer that's going to school. Mm-hmm. And that's how the Positive Force Tour was born, where I was touring high schools, talking to kids about education,
yeah.
bullying, further education, higher education, things like that.
And yeah.
just one thing led to another. And I would never dream that I was going to become a singer, that I'd be sitting here with you, Natasha.
Oh.
You know, knowing just the sweetest people like Stephanie that I know is going to do great things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's got that good, pure spirit.
Yes. You know? Thank you.
And she writes her own stuff, you know, which is so important.
Oh, yeah.
To write your own stuff and put it out there, what's in your heart. So I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm blessed that I get to do this.
Absolutely.
And how I got a PhD was because University of the Incarnate Word called and asked if they could hire me to do promotions, but only pay me with semester hours. And that's how it started.
Wow.
From one class to another class to, Patsy, you want a degree? To, Patsy, we think you should get a PhD. Wow. I'm like, and they gave me a scholarship.
Wow. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So just, it's... You know, you never know. I think God has plans for all of us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so many people get derailed. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that they've got so much potential and they've got these wonderful destinies. But, you know, if you believe in God and goodness, you also know there's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to step in your way. He's going to kick you. He's going to work through people to hurt you, mm-hmm. just the same way God will work through people to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to tell the difference.
Yes.
And have faith in that way.
Yeah.
So that's the way I've been. I've looked at things like that. I've always looked at it as when bad things happen, I'm like, okay, what are you up to now? What are you trying to stop me from doing?
Mm-hmm.
And when good things happen, all the glory to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing story.
That was really well said.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. So Stephanie, what's your journey?
Oh, my journey.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us
just
here.
Just beginning. Yes.
Yeah.
It is really just beginning. Goodness. I started writing, I guess it was in September 2021. But before that, I had started singing, you know, just a long time ago, right? Before I started songwriting. We'll go to when I was a child. I was 3 years old. My mom had me in the children's choir at St. Dominic's. Yes, and it was such a cute little choir. We have all the little pictures, and we're still actually friends with some of those friends from the children's choir at St. Dominic's from back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and I feel like I was feeling confident about it because I had an older sister, like yourself too, with the music, and she was singing in the choir too. She's 4 years older than me, so I wanted to tag along and be right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And so thankfully the choir director allowed that, and so I had sang my first solo when I was three.
Oh my goodness.
Sat on the bench of the piano with the mic and I sang the Our Father, and so when I would sing part of it, Our Father who art in heaven, then the congregation mm-hmm. would repeat and we would go back and forth. And so it was like a surprise to my mom and to her sister. They were both sitting out there and they're like, is that Stephanie? They're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah, it was really cool. So as a young child, I had all these different little experiences
mm-hmm.
and that I would say those were my first little performances, right? And so I continued to learn. My mom always had me in dance. It's what I wanted. It's what my passion was. Mm-hmm. And I was definitely one of those young girls, knew what I wanted. And I would say, hey, I want this. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it was reasonable, then, you know, my parents would definitely, I feel like I was privileged, you know, because my parents would definitely allow me to take those classes and dance. I started piano before singing classes, like professional singing classes. Well, I mean, I was guided with Leti Spain from when I was 3. And actually, I stayed in choir till I was 15. Oh, wow. So, and we traveled to St. Paul's. Actually, you went to St. Paul's too, didn't you? Just like I did. We're both Royals, St. Paul's Royals. And so Leti moved there as the music teacher. So we moved there. And so I did all those classes, but I would say during, you know, choir, you know, and you learn. And then, but private classes came a little bit later down the road. I started with my private classes in piano first, and I did that for 10 years. And then I actually quit piano to start in the band, the Central Catholic band, the button band. Mm-hmm. So the girls that would go to Providence would also be able to have the opportunity to be in the button band.
Nice.
So that was a lot of fun. I was in the percussion section, so I learned to play the drums. I learned to play a lot of the percussion instruments, you know, if not, you know, all of them, or, you know, there's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. So I was really, like, just geared to the music. And then I think singing, I got a little shy, too. My senior year, I quit band so I can be in musical theater. And that was when I really started to come out of my shell. And they had me as the lead. And so I had the opportunity to do, like, a solo. And what really moved me was that my dad started tearing up. And he's really tough guy, you know, like my dad.
He was so proud.
He was so proud. And so when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I really, you know, should come out of my shell a little bit more. So at that point, I, because of that musical theater experience, had gone to a friend's house, Christina Macias, and her parents had this big party for her dad. It was his birthday. And everybody sang happy birthday. And then he said, Mija, sing to me. And in front of everyone. So I was like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
So I was able to sing to him. And his niece, who's she lives in Corpus Christi. I don't know if she's still there. But she was actually moving at the time to open up the Corpus Christi Hooks. And said, we're going to be looking for people to sing the national anthem, volunteers. So if you're interested, I'm like, that's crazy because I'm moving over there too. So I had the opportunity to go audition. And then I sang the national anthem. I don't know how many times. I would go so many times. And Nolan Ryan was at one of those games. So I was really excited, you know. And so I just kept doing things like that. A little bit later down the road, I wanted to get into it professionally. So I started working with some cover bands. But there were some instances where there is disrespect, you know, instead of communicating properly, you know, some people would say some disrespectful things or
was they it just, jealousy?
No, and actually it was a couple of men.
Oh.
So it was because one situation was because I wasn't like singing loud enough. So that in that situation, I was getting he was getting angry. I was just, it was my first time to try out that cover band. And he was just like very aggressive. And I just, at that time in my life, in my 20s, I was just like, okay, you know what? This isn't for me. I'm going to shut down and I'm going to leave. And I'm just going to forget about that and move on to something else.
Yeah.
But my friend that invited me was extremely apologetic.
That one thing made you stop singing?
No. Later on, it happened again. So like, well, I was with a cover band and I was singing, this made me uncomfortable that some of the guys were drunk, you know, like the fans. And so at the end of the night, they wanted to take pictures. And so I just didn't know how to communicate like, okay, just like, don't touch me or, you know, I didn't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
So they would put their arm around me, take a picture. And I'm like, stiff. You know, I'm like, okay, I don't like this scenario. I don't think I want to be in this realm. And then, what really was icing on the cake was someone yelled at me because I was too loud in the mic. So,
oh, Lord.
So he was like, lay off the mic. And it freaked me out. Like, all the anxiety in the world, you know, for being yelled at like that.
Yeah.
And on stage, like, so embarrassing. So at the end of that one, I said, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Not even really getting paid that much for doing this. And it's not fun for me anymore. Like, I'm just going to focus on my little business, continue going to school because I went to interior design classes at St. Mary's University.
Oh.
And so it was like, stay on this track. You don't need to do that. And focus on having a family. Like, you know, that's what's always been in your heart is to get married one day, have a family. And so eventually I did. And when I came to, like, a crossroads during COVID. Crossroads in the relationship, sure. Also with my business completely shut down. It got me to think, like, what else can I do? Other than going back and like doing interior design or something like that. I wanted to do something that was really me.
Yeah.
And I was just, at the same time I made that prayer, going back to what you were talking about God and having faith, I was singing to all the songs that were playing on my phone at the time. And a song came up that I didn't recognize. It was like a new song, so I wasn't singing to it. I was listening to the music and the beat. And I started to just make my own, you know, lyrics up to the song. And I realized in that moment, I was like, you know what, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I kind of like that way better than that. So with that, I was like, okay, God, I know what you're telling me. I know what you're telling me what I need to do. This is me. I've always been a performer at heart. And since I have all these talents, I need to just move forward and try for it.
Share them.
And share them. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to try for 3 years. And if I don't make it in 3 years, then I will reevaluate and go from there. However, it's been maybe a year and a half. And at this point, I feel like I'm doing phenomenal. I feel very, you know, confident. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to feel successful because of the feedback that I get from others like yourself or even fans. And I'm like, okay, I'm on the right track. I'm going to keep pushing for it.
Yeah. And so both of you guys actually have, and thank you for that. And thank you for telling your story. And I know it's a snippet because, of course, our lives are so much more than that. Yes. So it's hard to condense that. But you both have new music coming out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to talk about that.
Yes.
Sure.
Take it away.
Well, but first I want to say that the first time I met Stephanie, who was the one that connected me with you?
Gabriella Martinez.
Oh,
Gabby Martinez.
Yes, another super little talent.
I'm supposed to have her on here, I think, next week.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell her hi for us.
I know. I love her. She's a little firecracker.
So, so I went to her apartment, and we were working on some dance moves. I didn't even know she sang at the time. Mm. So then she sends me her song, and I hear it, and I'm like, I said, wow, this is a great song. I said, and where did you get the song? She was like, I wrote it. I'm like, you wrote it? You're a songwriter? And I said, oh, my gosh, do you write more songs? Uh-huh. And I said, you got it, girl. You got it. And just hearing her history, that she plays keyboards. So she reads music. She plays percussion. She knows beats. Mm-hmm. She has had training. She has had experience. She's in it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Music like this is a God-given gift. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're meant to share it, but we're meant to share it and enlighten people and bring them up and inspire them.
Exactly.
You know, there's difference when there's people that, there's girls that come to me and go, oh, I just want to have my name on stage and I want people screaming my name and I want to make a lot of money. That's not the reason to become a singer.
Yeah.
And that was the difference I saw with Stephanie. I saw that and I wanted to help her and I wanted to encourage her because that's the kind of new artists that I want to see out there.
Yes.
The true God-driven people that, that they've got the purity in the heart, and she wants to please people with her music. She's thank not you. Like, look at me, look at me. She's like,
thank you.
This is my original offering to you. Mm-hmm. Listen to my message. Mm-hmm. Listen to my words. You know.
Thank you so much.
And when I do performances, I'm usually like, if I don't make someone cry, I didn't do my job. It always happens.
I feel the same way.
Somebody cries at my shows all the
time.
I'm
awesome.
Like, my work is done.
Yeah, yes. I did it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah, I'm so
thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so proud of you too. I really am. You're
I'm
amazing.
Just so glad we got to meet.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I've always wanted to talk to you and meet you. Me and I told you that the first time I met you, but it's like family girl.
Yes, doctor.
A little bit.
Yes. So proud of you.
Thank you.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
And you having us on your show. Thank
course,
you so much.
Of course.
Oh, you were saying about our new music.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know Stephanie has new stuff. I'm just finishing a new album.
Yes.
It should be out by September 1st.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Which is
can't
in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I'm pushing it to get it finished and everything.
You will.
How exciting.
So, and it's mostly all songs I wrote.
Nice.
All original stuff.
And where will it be released?
Oh, everywhere, all the platforms. Okay. Of course.
Are you doing any OG, like vinyl, CDs, mixtapes?
CDs. No, I'll be doing CDs probably. Okay. Okay. Vinyls, I don't know.
Vinyl's coming back.
I know it's coming back. Really? Yeah. I'll have to wait and see on that. Yeah.
I just bought a vinyl record for one of my favorite artists. He's an independent artist, and he's releasing colored vinyls.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I bought one. And my son, he's a teenager, and he wants vinyls now. He doesn't want like CDs. So
they like to put them on there and watch them turn.
Yeah, I do too. It hits so different.
Cool. It seems like the generation, they want the more physical stuff.
Yes.
They're tired of the virtual stuff.
That's good.
Because it's all the time. It's constant. You know, from when they were little.
Like, I'd rather have the CD than, you know, putting it on a flash drive, right?
And yeah, something tangible.
In. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sure. Your new music?
Yes. So I have a new song that's going to be coming out. Well, it's already done, so I'm like wondering, should I release it now and then release the music video September 16th, ooh, you know? So, but
drop
it's
both.
Yeah. Just drop both right around the same time.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And but it's called Somos Mexico, and I wrote beautiful. This song to really just in my heart just pour out everything that I wanted to do as a connection, because it's always been said. You know, like in the Selena movie, or even Becky G had said it recently, how no somos de aquí ni somos de allá, which is we're not, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. That's
you know?
True.
Like we're somos de aquí, we're not from there, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like so hard to connect because to connect all of this, right? But I have a little bit of a different perspective when it comes to it, because I am from here, born and raised. Yes, my family, they are from Mexico. I know the language, but I lived in Mexico for 7 years, and then I gave birth to 3 beautiful babies in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And so they're Mexican, right? So it doesn't matter
Mexican-American.
Where we were born.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Mexican-American is Mexican-American, you know? And so that's why I was so inspired to write this song, and it's just trying to connect.
When
all
did
of
you
us
write it?
Together. I started it 2 months ago, and then I put it like on the side, but I finished it on Friday. Last Friday, a week from today. Yeah,
I can't
last
wait
week.
To hear it.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I'll show you a snippet. I have it in my phone, so I'll definitely share that with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Do you want to sing
so happy
a piece of it?
Yes.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Okay. Go for it.
Woo! Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Desde mi tierra, Texas, hasta Quintana Roo. Corre México por mi sangre. Recuerde que somos igual. That's a little bit of it.
Beautiful. I love your voice.
Thank
I love both of
you.
Your voices.
And the chorus goes, somos México. Somos México.
Beautiful.
That's
so beautiful.
It's so, yes.
Thank you.
So
thank
beautiful.
You.
See, that's our
thank
proud
you.
Culture.
Yes. That's our proud culture.
And this used to be Mexico.
Yes. Exactly.
Texas is Mexico.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm gonna segue a little bit.
That's what this song is about, too.
Now that we're kind of on topic, I want to ask you guys a couple of questions, but I want to, since we're on topic.
Okay.
What do you guys feel about Latinx, Latine, or Hispanic or Latin or Latino or Latina, like how do you
the labels you mean?
Yes.
I don't know, I guess it doesn't bother me. But if they ask me, I'll just say I'm American. You know,
right?
I was born here, but I don't, I guess they don't bother me. I just say Latina. You know, usually that's usually that what I use, Latina.
Yeah,
but I'm not insulted or anything if they call me something Hispanic or whatever.
Okay.
I think they don't know. I mean, usually people that call you that, they're not Hispanic or Latina or Latinx or whatever.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I know some people get really offended by certain labels.
Well, and it's become where even Latin, Latina, Latinx,
I know.
Somebody gets offended, and it's within our own culture.
Yeah,
like, don't call me that. I'm not that. Or, you know, don't call me Latinx because that's, you know, what colonizers have come up with. But I don't feel that way personally.
Well, they said that about Hispanic.
Right.
That it was his panic.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So it's. Okay. But people don't. They don't know. They're just. That's a word they heard. They're not trying to insult you. So I'm not insulted.
But it goes back to like the Selena movie. Like, you know, in Mexico we're too white, and in, you know, America we're too Mexican, and like there's no winning, but
right.
But we're also becoming the majority, so yes. There's that too.
I see that too.
What do you feel about the different labels, I guess?
Okay, yeah, I'm on the same point as Patsy. It doesn't offend me. I think my whole life, you know, I've always, I think my generation was always Hispanic. So it's just a word. And I remember when I was younger too, saying, "Oh, I'm Mexican American," or "I'm Mexican." I use "I'm Mexican."
Right.
My family's from Mexico.
I made that mistake. I made that mistake too.
And then my dad's like, "No, you're not Mexican because you weren't born there, honey. You were born here. You're American." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then, you know, I'm like, "Okay, I get it." But I was very little, you know, so I understand the Mexican American, and I do like to say for myself, like, I am Mexican American.
Yeah.
And of course, it's another melting pot because if we go back ancestry.com, like, there's all kinds of people in my family. You know, from France and Spain, and you know, because there was also like this little bit of a controversy with Peso Pluma. Someone brought it up saying, "Oh, well, he's a you know, Lebanese," or I forget what it is, but I think from his background is from another country. It's like, yes, but he was born in Mexico, like that's his culture, he's Mexican, like just right. Like my kids. Yep. You know, you're not going to say, "Oh, well, you're an American and it doesn't matter." My kids are born in Mexico. It doesn't matter where I was born. So I think it's just like, I don't like labels, you know? Yeah. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. My family's from where they're from. I'm from where I'm from. I have a little twang in my talk at times, and it's because I'm from Texas. Like, so does it mean I'm not like a real Mexican American? Yeah. Like,
no,
hold
Texas
on,
is like its whole other country.
Yeah, you go north and they're like, yes. And you say y'all, and they're like, "Oh, my goodness."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, every time I've gone up north, people are like, "Do you have
10-gallon
hat? A horse. Do you ride a horse to work?"
Yeah. When I lived in New York, they asked me, they were like, "So are you a Republican that likes guns?" And I'm like, "I don't talk about those things." But I do love. Let's talk about that. Yeah. And I am who I am.
Anyway,
all be
you?
Friends. Yeah. I just got here.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
And I did have really thriving relationships, friendships with those people anyway. Yeah. You know, from my friends, from Ethan Allen.
So. Yeah, no, I feel similar. I say I'm either Hispanic or Latina. More recently it's been Latina. Mm-hmm. And I've done my DNA test. So it's literally.
Oh, so what do you got?
Spain. Okay. And then it's like basically Mexico.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So like cool. Mayan, indigenous, Native American, you know what I mean? Because back then it was all one big pot, you know?
Yes.
And so I joke and I'm like, I'm a Mayan princess. And like, that's it. Yeah. I'm like, you can't tell
me
anything.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see
funny. I don't say I'm a Mayan princess, but I do say I think I'm part Mayan because I'm so tiny. Yeah. Like, that's the Mayan in me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I, you know, I don't get offended. I will tell you, though, when there's a lot of people that have been like, "Oh, you're Mexican," or like, whatever, like Mexican.
But you're
and
not.
I'm like,
you're born here.
Right. Yes. And I'm like, I'm not. Exactly. And then they're like, why are you mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm not Mexican. If I was Mexican, then yeah.
You find
that
out when you go to Mexico. They're like, "You're not Mexican."
Oh,
exactly.
You weren't born here. They get mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm also one of those like no sabo kids. So I don't know Spanish. My mom actually, when she was growing up here in San Antonio, she was hit in school for speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so
I hear those stories.
Yeah. So my grandma was like, "Do not speak Spanish." Mm-hmm. And my grandma like had to learn over time to speak English, and it was very broken, but my mom couldn't. So my mom and all my aunts and everybody had to learn in their like 20s, 30s, kind of self-taught. And so I never learned. And so I've also been told with people within our own culture of like, "Oh, you're not a real Latina then." And I'm like, that's not how that works. Like,
that's not how it works.
Because my skin and my DNA is different. So my culture, my heritage, I just don't know Spanish. Not in a way that I wish I did.
I'm like a Heinz 57. I have the Spanish. I have the Native American. I have English, Irish, Scotch.
Really?
German, French, South African.
Wow.
Greek and Italian.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
My ancestors have been around.
Yeah. They sure have. See, mine went from one boat and just came here and landed and stayed, I guess. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. Okay. So my other question to you guys that I wanted to ask was, as a professional, as a woman, right, I feel like, unfortunately, we do have to work a little bit harder. just in anything that we do.
Yeah.
We have to prove ourselves a little bit more, work a little bit harder, sit up a little bit taller, you know? So
stand our ground.
Yes, definitely. But not too much, because then you're a bad word that people like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But enough to where people don't run over you. You know what I mean? It's a very hard balance.
In a nice way?
Yeah.
In a respectful way?
Yeah. So how, and then with social media, right? How do you find that balance of remaining, you know, as this is who I am, this is who I present myself to be, also this is who I am as a person, which are very different, right? Like your professionalism versus who you are as a person might be a little bit different. But when you present that, and especially on either social media or just in general, how do you find that balance to remain who you are but also professional?
Okay, I'd love to.
You go first?
Yeah, okay. I would love that. Because I've had like some recent experiences of going to some award shows and being the newbie. You know, my album wasn't out yet, and but people still knew of my music and things like that. And so I had the experience where I was like, I kind of feel like I want to leave. Because it was a two-thing event. So the first night that I went was a VIP. There was very little people there. Had excused myself to use the restroom. And then a few things had happened where no one was being disrespectful, but there was just certain tension. And I thought,
coldness?
I'm ready to go. Yes, definitely. And so I thought, and I could tell that they were being very fake. So I was like, because I'm very intuitive as well. So I just kept. That's why I wrote the song La Mascara, because for me, it's just like, you know what, right now your heart's hurting and you always show every emotion on your face. So just put on a mascara real quick and then walk away. And then I went to my honey and I'm like, I think I want to go. And he was like, what? Why? And then soon after that, I realized someone else came and we were all talking and they're like, you need to meet this person. Come over here. You need to get this. We need to do this for you. Are you going to this event and this and that? And I was like, okay, I'm so glad that we didn't leave, because the light shone, right? Here comes someone through God working the room and getting me to feel a little more comfortable. So then the next day I was like, now I need to go and be the same person, just put on my little smile, be pleasant, think about what you're here for, think about what your goals are, and you're gonna stand tall, just like you went to every single Mexican wedding in my family, because oh my Lord, you have to be in the same room with people. Sometimes you know there's confrontation, but you just are taught to be proper at all times, because this is what my family has taught me. And I've had this that challenge to get out of my shell and be like, you know what, excuse me, I know. And then there's those times it's like, that is not right, that is not proper, you need to chill out, stuff, you know. And so for me, it was just like that mascara for me is that it's not that I'm fake, it's just I'm holding it in for a minute. Later on, I'll go home and wash my face and cry it all
out.
You're
being professional.
If I need to.
You're being professional.
Yes, being professional, yeah. Being kind and just rolling with the punches, you know what I mean? And just trying to build that strength within yourself to put on your shoes and look good. Because I almost wanted to back out of that the next day. And then my honey's like, I can't just go by myself or with my cousin. You need to come with me. This is for you. Like, and I'm like, I know, but I feel uncomfortable. And he's like, by the end of the night, you'll feel great. You know, don't worry. Yeah. And I did. I saw you there. Yes. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw some of my other crew. I say my crew because Ace One, Alex Espinosa, my producer, first producer that I have, he has a good little group of artists, right, as you know. So then I saw some of them there. I saw Ace there, and I'm like, what are you doing here? So it was really good. I felt really great afterward.
Yeah.
So I just stuck to my tribe, stuck to my guns, and keeping my crown on my head. Don't drop your crown, keep it up, and walk around like you're great, because you are.
Yeah,
they can see the fear and the insecurity, and they'll go after you. Yep.
It's like blood in the water.
How
have you balanced that? Because I know you have, I mean, you were like, I don't want to say the founding father because you're not a man, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not a man.
Yeah, but you,
but you are the founding mother.
Yes, like the madre, right? Like how you've seen like this industry from, you know,
it's changed a long time ago. It's changed a lot. So, and I think the Me movement also helped because
Me too.
When I first got into, like I said, I didn't want to be a singer.
Yeah.
And there, I'm with the record company and they're sending me out to go do promotions. Mm-hmm. First thing, DJs hitting on me, promoters hitting on me. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of indecent proposals that I had to, like, first I was like scared and shocked.
Yeah.
And then they were like shocked that I said no. They were like, what?
Okay.
And all the girls say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and that went on, and I kind of just wanted to quit. I said, I can't take this. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It was just like you were the new meat on the market.
Yep.
And other musicians, too, like the guys saw me as new meat, too. Mm. I mean, everybody, it was just like every man was like that because there wasn't a lot of women. And the women that were there just saw me as getting in their way. Mm. So they kind of like, you know, they didn't really, even though I'd go up and talk to them, I could tell they put up with me. Mm. But I did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to ignore them. I'd talk to them and they'd be like, okay, Then I just like force them to talk to me, force them to smile at me. Yeah. You know? So I think they kind of gave up. They were like, okay, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Because I want to be with a woman. I don't want to be around these men.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that transition, though, how have you balanced the being professional and I guess not versus who you are, but. You know, there's, you know,
you
stage passing.
You have to be consistent. You have to be, keep your morals intact and your values intact and just be strong and like, no, I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
No, I don't need a drink. Thank you. No, I'm not going to go up to your hotel room with you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, they get so insulted and mad. They don't want to work with me. Or they were saying, well, she's always saying no. She must be a lesbian because she turned us down. Then when I got married, they were like, I think he's a beard.
Oh,
do you know what a beard is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what a beard is? When a gay person marries someone to make it look like they're not gay. Yeah. My poor husband.
I know, right? Seriously.
But and then, you know, but time goes on. And when you're consistent, they know. They know that, hey, don't fool with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like that.
Yeah.
And finally, the day came that they knew better than to come on to me. And even when I got married, they would still, you know, come on to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm married. He goes, oh, I don't mind.
Ew.
That was the...
I do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they've got these lines. But, yeah, I mean, you just have to be strong as a woman.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, and there's so many women now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage them to be strong and keep your values. If you want to be in this career, you have to keep your values. And then you won't have to say no anymore.
They'll know.
They'll know, hey, I'm going to be kicked out. I'll be thrown down. I'm not going to fool with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so just, and like, like Stephanie is so pure and innocent, they might think, we can take advantage of this girl. That's at the point. That's at the point when I used to have my little smile and that would come on. And then you're like, no.
Yeah.
No. Are you serious?
You know, and back in that generation, because it does still happen today, too, though. But I'm going back in that generation, like when that was happening to you, the age that I was, I remember it being super taboo in my family for you to want to be an entertainer because that was what happened a lot, you know, and that was like the normal thing. That's what happened. So there's no way. I had a cousin that was, I mean, she's still beautiful, super tall. So she's from Mexico, from Monterrey. So someone had scouted her and said, would you like to be a model? And the parents were like, absolutely not. There's no way you can ever do that. And so it was just because of their perspective over it. However, like the way I see things now after you said the Me Too movement, and I'm just coming in right now, and I feel so blessed that I'm working with some really great producers that are genuinely great people.
Respecting you.
Super respectful. You know, they have values of their own. And at times when we show up or when I show up to the studio, we can chat for, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes. And it's a solid, good conversation as like friend to friend, you know, catching up before we start working.
No innuendos.
And we work nothing like that. And it's, it's so refreshing, you know, because of course now these days, if you're in a situation where you experience sexual harassment, then, you know, the law is right behind us, right? To help us, encourage us. So it's really good that we're in today's society where we don't feel pressured or uncomfortable in those scenarios, because now these days it's like, if you want to, hey, we can. And if you don't, there's more. Yeah. They're going to go look for it everywhere else. Yeah. And that's fine. It's like, okay, cool. You know, and we'll see you next week or, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's how I see it too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel just incredibly blessed. And one time I was working at the studio and I was working late, like I think it was 11:30. But I was doing, you know, some studio work for another artist. And then it hit me in the middle of working. I was like, oh my God, Steph, you're so lucky because you're here with 4 or 5 different guys and you're fine.
Yeah.
Everything's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's healthy. And it's time for me to go. They're going to still work in the studio. They walk me into the car. You're good? All right. They see me drive off. They go back in and lock up behind them. And I'm like, whoa.
And I love that for you.
Me too.
And that's been my band members too.
Thank you.
Good.
They're like a bunch of brothers.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's almost, it's sad though, at the same time, that that's something that we have to be like, oh, and they're good guys.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many that aren't, and I've had really bad experiences myself.
Okay.
And so it's very surprising, and I'm almost caught off guard when men aren't that way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
aren't
respectful,
okay. Polite.
Oh, that aren't. Yeah.
I've run across more that aren't than are. Yeah, and I'm sure.
But you gotta call them out. Just like, excuse me?
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. Just, no, I'm not.
And you can do it in a nice way. Because if they're so used to it. Because there are girls that talk like that, mm-hmm. act like that. And maybe they're used to those kind of girls. They just, you just need to say this. Well, this is the way
I'm not that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not the one.
not
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the thing too, is it's a lot of women that have said no have had some kind of repercussion of, and even in the industry, right?
Yeah,
of like, well, then I'm not going to work with you.
I had them, but in the long run, I saw that it was so good.
Yeah. No,
that
of course.
I didn't do.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
So
yes.
Good.
Kind of going, like, I had seen an interview with Selma Hayek. I think it was with Oprah and Selma, but she was talking a little bit about how she turned down Harvey Weinstein.
Mm.
And so she was giving her story, you know, when there's so many. And I remember that too. I think she was saying that, you know, she had a little bit of a hard time, you know, for a little while or whatnot. But I mean, it didn't take her off of the map completely.
Sure.
It was just like that little chapter of a time period.
Yeah.
If there was a chapter for her, or maybe it was just a few days. But her story was really interesting, you know, and I really loved it because she explained how there were other women that would be like, okay, well, I'll go up for a little bit, but, you know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
But she was like very, no.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I am not, like,
and
you had
have
mentioned,
to be like
I am
that.
Not going upstairs, or I am not going to that
oh,
address,
yeah.
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And she stopped it from the very beginning.
Yeah, you know? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any words of advice for either future entertainers or future, you know, little boys, little girls that want to, I don't know, just become educated or be in the industry, dancer, singer?
Well, if you're going to be in the industry, the thing to remember, it's show business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's show. So you put on a show, and it involves your music, your voice, your looks, your actions, your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the business of music, which is you need to be educated on that, you know, whether it's the publishing, the copywriting, the booking, whatever it is, you know, you need that part of it too, the management,
mm-hmm.
you know, supervising, you're running a band or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So have that business part and then do it for the right reasons. You should use this God-given talent as a service, that you're using this and you're lifting up people and you're you know, you're inspiring them or you're motivating them. Mm-hmm. Because if I thought I couldn't move people with my music, I would stop singing in a second. Mm-hmm. I have to know that I'm doing it for a reason. Because, like, I'm actually a very shy person. I was always shy. And I would have to force myself when they say, hey, Patsy, get up and sing. And, you know, it's this lady's anniversary, and then can you say, and in my heart I'm like, oh no, I'm like a big old show off, why am I gonna do that?
Yeah.
And then the other Patsy goes, look, you're a professional. If you don't do it, you're gonna look stuck up. They don't understand. It could mean a lot to that lady. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So I sing it, and then she's like, you know, and she aww. Loves it, and everybody's crying and everybody's happy, and like, I did the right thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Put that aside. So
yeah. Yeah, you sang happy birthday at a dinner that we were at recently.
See how they made me do that?
Yes.
They do that everybody. All the time.
And she was like, okay.
I just ate a taco.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but you did it like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, because yes. Remember Cleto said, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. Yeah.
But, you know, inside, I didn't want to get up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But that happens. I'll be at a restaurant eating, and someone will recognize me at the table. And they'll say, can you sing? And I was like, oh, well. And then they'll send mariachis over.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Oh, my God.
And then it's beautiful.
And then I sing for them, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have to.
And then you get the tip jar out of your Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah. I do Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, Apple Pay. Thank you. Yeah. I know. I really want you to sing, really too, awesome. But I don't want to put you on the spot.
You know what I was going to say, too, was when I started. Something a lot of people don't know, I was a runaway when really? I left. Uh-huh. So when I started when the band got me to sing, I had to stay in the band because I was paying for my school and my apartment and everything. I couldn't lose that money, you know, mm-hmm. So that's why I agreed to sing. And that's why I had no manager, nobody to protect me. It was just me. So they just saw me as like, oh, ripe little piece of meat hanging there. So that made it even worse. Mm. Like, who do we talk to book you? Oh, you can talk to me. Who do we talk to you about a record booking or a record contract? Me. Mm. It was me doing everything. So it was really hard. It was just that faith that was pounded into me through my grandparents.
Yeah.
My deep faith saying what's right and wrong. You know what's right and wrong. And so doing the right thing and saying no when I had to, and
yeah,
the strong values that my mom taught me too, and my dad, he was strict, but that's what made the difference.
Yeah,
really did. Yeah. But it was really, I wanted to quit too because I was mm-hmm. sick of these men doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then my guys, you know, the guys, come on, Patsy, we can do it. My brothers, you know,
that's awesome. Yeah.
They were like my brothers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's those cool. guys, and my grandfather, mm-hmm. inspiring me the whole time.
Aww.
So that's what kept me going.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is. Any words of advice? Words of advice, yes. Don't, if you know what your dreams are, only you know what they are. God gives you the vision. He doesn't give it to someone else. You know, he gives it to you. You know what it is in your heart, so you go for it. You go for it. Definitely educate yourself. And you can, what I tell my kids, it's like, I'm already putting in their head now, like, what kind of doctor do you want to be when you grow up, right? Because there's so many you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a guitar player, yes, of course you can do that first. Education.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you decide not to have a career in what you studied, then fall back on what your hobbies were that you were educated on, mm-hmm. right? If it's music or if it's interior design or whatever it is, fashion design, there's mm-hmm. just so much out there. So if it's music, creativity, being a recording artist like us, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be your own light. Find your way on your path and talk to and network with as many people as possible.
Yes.
Network with the ones that love you mm-hmm. and that want the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know who yes. those true people
and
are.
And be a light.
Yeah. And be a light
be
too.
Be a light for the people because, mm-hmm. and especially, and you do it too. We're always giving thanks to God.
I always have
it in my, no matter what album it is, I always have something in there about God.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this one that I just wrote that's going to be on this album is called Desde Mi Primer Aliento, which means since my first breath.
Oh.
And that's, and it's a Tejano song.
That's beautiful.
And it just talks about how he's been there since my breath, since my first step you know, everything. And it's all about that. And that one, I actually made that one pretty fast, too.
I love that.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That's another one. No, oh. The new one is called Vive con Ganas.
Hey! Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I like that.
It's a real fun, yes, fast one. That's the one we're finishing up now. That's going to be the name of the album.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
I love that.
That was the one where I thought, I need a name for the album. And then when I thought of the name, I went, wait a minute, that'd be a good song.
Yes.
Started writing.
Yeah. I love
and
that.
Was it. I wrote that one quick. I love it. That was the fastest one
I wrote. That's when you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the Lord inspires you, right? And you.
And of course, I mentioned him in the song. I always have to.
Good. Yes.
Almost every song I mention something about God or forgiveness or faith, you know, chispa, spark.
Oh.
Yeah, our spark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I'm changing the name of my podcast now. It's going to be Chispa Podcast.
You've got a lot of chispa.
Yeah, you really do. That's funny that you say that, because my grandpa Martinez, my dad's dad, he named me Chispa when I was real little.
Really?
Yeah, that was my little nickname, Chispa.
I have
a song. They don't call me that anymore.
I have a song
named
Chispa.
You do? Yes. Oh my gosh.
I'll have to dedicate it to you.
Yes. Aww, I love the little Chispa.
Yes. It's called Donde Está Tu Chispa.
Right here.
Where's Stephanie? Yeah. Where's Stephanie?
Yeah.
There she
right
is.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I love that too.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so how do people find you and your music?
Well, of course, my website, patsytorres.com, which you can get all my music there, my videos, my merchandise. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I think that's all.
No Instagram?
Oh, am I on? Oh, yeah, I'm on Instagram too.
Okay.
It's just on barely. Oh, yeah. I have it connected to my Facebook, so I don't have
to
do it separate. Yeah, because it's a lot.
It is a lot.
I don't know how some people do it so much.
I don't either.
It's like a full time job.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And you're so good at that. I don't know how you have the time.
I don't. It's on there like midnight.
You're there at the train track, right? Yeah. Like, oh, little time to do it.
No, literally. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime I stop is content time.
Yes.
What about
and then for me, the same thing. You can find me at stephaniemartinez.com, and I spell my name with two F's. So that's Steffanie Martinez.com. So you'll find, just like Patsy, you'll find my music, you'll find my videos that I have, merchandise as well. But I am a newbie, so little by little, you know, I'll be putting the merchandise out there. I'll be having my CDs. I'll be selling my CDs soon, probably in the next 2 weeks, so you'll find that there too. But we are also on every
platform
of music, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know,
Spotify,
all of them.
Everything.
Spotify, all those.
YouTube, everything. Those, so you'll find us. You'll find us there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in one of your music videos one day.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the plan whenever.
Yes. That's right. That's been in the works for
quite a while.
A long time.
Yes. And I already know which one I want you in. So we got to start getting that ready.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it.
We love you.
Thank
you.
I love you guys. This makes me happy. Yes.
Me too.
All right. So thank you so much, guys.
Did you get to ask a question you wanted to ask?
I did.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Guys, thank you so much for listening and or watching. So please follow both of these ladies.
Thank you.
Listen to their music. Purchase their music, download their music, all of that merchandise, all of that.
Yes, we do appreciate that. We need that support.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
recording is very expensive, and making CDs, everything, it's very expensive, and that's the way you can support us, and we really appreciate it.
Yes. Please go do that.
And share.
Yes,
share. And we'll share your stuff too.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so thank you again to Vapa Media and Latina Podcast Network, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.